But it's befrat a simcha for me. I go back with Rav Shiva back to 1998 when I was learning there in Israel. We used to learn on Shabbos to have shachem together. No, sorry, on Shabbos to give a chavur. And a bunch of Shabbos to have shachem together. Going back to whatever. So I was 18 years old, and that time that we learned together, when the trust hashpon me is mechazik me. I definitely say a lot of what I am today was due to those that chavrus shach that we had all the way back then. And to be discussed, the Elm's going to get to hear. Rav Chaim Tzvi Sandel, Rav Shiva, Der Sateir, Yerushalayim, Er Kodesh, Shkrei Chaim Tzvi Sandel.
Good evening, everyone. It's a schus to be here. Wow, it's merdik. It's a full base medrash on a Thursday night. It's a very big honor. I want to speak just a little bit about Adar. Mishnechles Adar marvin besimcha. And one of the things that's a challenge for us is being happy. It's actually I don't remember where I was told about this, but I was told that there was once a front page of a Time magazine. The picture of a globe with a frown. And we're having a global crisis of depression. And what is the secret of happiness? What is going to make us happy? There's a mitzvah to be besimcha. And I think that if I had to basically narrow it down to just one line, I think that the problem is that we're so fixated with pleasure that we don't manage to focus on simcha. It ends up being it's called the happiness mask, is that people think they're going to get happy over here with this, and they're actually looking in the totally wrong direction. Because Baruch Hu tells us, Mishnechles Ador, Maibin v'simcha. So let's try to learn through the sugya of what simcha. So Shabbos Parashas Shkolim, which was last week, which is what we're learning this week, as a parasha anyway, is the mitzvah of giving machatzis ha-shekel. Why is it that we have Shabbos parasha shkolim? Because b'zman shabim meisam mikdash ha-yakayom, so then everyone would there'd be machrizin, Rosh Chodesh Adar, there'd be machriz, that everyone has to prepare themselves to give machatzis ha-shekel. And shloshim yom koidem, the machatzis ha-shekel had to happen on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So shloshim yom koidim, 30 days before, and you got to get yourself ready, prepare yourself for your machatzis ha-shekel. Zok v'smas emes. This is the yisoid of mishenichnas ador marbim besimcha. Says the smas emes, the yisoid is because of the machatzis ha-shekel. I didn't know this until recently, relatively recently, because I thought it was always about the Neis of Purim. You know, that's what I thought it was all about. And why do you have to start your 30, you know, at the beginning of Adar, I wasn't 100% sure, but okay, Adar is Purim, you know, getting into Purim mode. Says the Svasemis, it's not about that. We'll get to the connection between that. But he says it's about the Machatzis HaShekel. He says, this is the Pshat. We say, Keshem Sheni Shenechles Av Memayetim Besimcha, Kach Mishnah Adar Marvim Besimcha. What is the Gemara saying, Keshem? What does it mean, just like? Because here he's supposed to be sad, here he's supposed to be happy, so they're both emotions. Says Vasemes, no, the Yisoid of Mishnechnas Av Memayitim Besimcha is because of Churban Habayis. Churban Habayis makes us sad. So too, Kishayim, Mishnechnas Ador Marbim Besimcha. What was the Machatzis HaShekel? This was money going to the Beis HaMikdash. It was going to the Adonim of the Beis HaMikdash. It was going to the Korbanos Tzibor of the Beis HaMikdash. It was going to the Kiyum of the Beis HaMikdash. So this brings Simcha. The Beis HaMikdash brings Simcha. So, Kishem Shemisha Nechnas Av Memayitim B'Simcha, because that's Churban HaBayis. So to Misha Nechnas Ador Marbim B'Simcha. The Inyan of the Simcha is the Inyan of Machatzis HaShekel. Where Shchodesh Av, we're machrizen on the Machatzis HaShekel. We get excited about Beis HaMikdash. This is the Pshat. Azoy Zok the Sfasemes. So Rabbi Sain, I have a Ha'orok Tana on this Sfasemes, which is, I understand why we're still in Avelus mode in Av. Because Av is still Churban. We're still experiencing Churban in Av. So that idea lingers, is still here. But Mishenechnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, if it's because of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, so then why we still have the Din Kishim? Why is it still relevant to us? You don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So why is it still an Inyan of Simcha and Adar? Muzai. The answer has to be that what we're doing during the month of Adar, the Avoidah of Adar, is the Avoidah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Adar is a Zman that's Mesugal for us to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. And that is what brings the Simcha. In truth, the Al-Shech says, it's brought down, it's also a Zohar, we say Vasu LiMikdash, this week's Parash of Ashachanti, B'Soichom, doesn't say B'Soichoi, Chazal, tell us, B'Soich Leiv, Kol Echad Ve'Echad, is the pshat that the Simcha, the Beis HaMikdash, is not the Shechina, at least, that comes from the Beis HaMikdash, is not in the physical structure. But it's in our hearts. And we can do that. And that's the Simcha. The Simcha of Adar is that we can, this is a time when we can bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu into our lives. Adar, I saw Karelenstein brings down, is Aleph Dar, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to live here with us. Aleph Dar, Hashem is going to live here with us. That's the Shechina. That's the Simcha of Adar. How does that happen? So, it's brought down, Sefer HaPirion and others, many people say this very similar concept. Why is it that when we're giving, everyone has to give to the Beis HaMikdash? Everyone has to be a part of it. Everyone has to give the same exact amount. Why are we all giving a machatzis a shekel? Why is it a machatzis? Why isn't everyone giving a shekel? If you have to count Klal Yisrael, it'll be much easier. Just count and you have the number. To give a machatzis, like, and it's not like it's a crazy large amount. I mean, assuming anyone can afford a machatzis a shekel can afford a shekel. Why is it machatzis? It says the Sefer HaPirion, others say the same thing. He says the pshat is, it's to show us, we have to know that each yid in Klal Yisrael is not a complete unit. Every one of us is not a dover shalem. Machatzis HaShekel is to bavais, is to show all of us to know that we are alone only a chelek. We're not complete. And when we see ourselves as not complete, that itself is the message of Machatzis HaShekel. Understanding that we need each other. That in order for me to be complete, I need you as a part of my reality. Just like last week, we learned from a Sefer Torah that in the middle of learning, we realized the Sefer Torah was pasul. Because one of the letters wasn't complete. The Lamed was not connected. The whole Sefer Torah is pasul. Klal Yisrael is referred to as Yesh, the Rashi Tevis, Yesh Shishim Ribu Oisis La Torah. The 600,000 letters in the Torah, 600,000 neshamas. If one of those letters is not complete, the whole Torah is pasul. Because I'm just a machatzis. I'm just one ois. And every ois needs the other ois. This is the yesoid of machatzis HaShekel. And when we understand this yesoid, Klal Yisrael reaches a matziv of geula. What happens in the Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is a place where we gather together. We do Aliyah L'Regel. We all come there. And oimdim, tzvufim, ishtachavim, revachim, somehow there's place for all of us in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what brings us together. That is Geula. That is Binyan Beis HaMikdash. When Amalek came to attack Klal Yisrael was vulnerable. When Amalek came to Refidim, says the Klei Yochar, what is Refidim? What's the inyan of Refidim? He says it's Miloshen of Rifyoin. Rifyoin, when Klal Yisrael is in Pirud, he says, the Rifyoin is Pirud. Rifidim is Miloshen of Pirud, which means when we're fragmented, when we reject each other, then Amalek can attack. That's when Klal Yisrael is vulnerable. But Amalek what Amalek did, Haman saw in his generation similar. And Haman told Achashverosh, Yeshno Amechot, Mefuzar Umefurat. The period in Klal Yisrael, that's when Klal Yisrael is susceptible to attack. That's when Klal Yisrael doesn't have the ki'ilu, divine protection. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyochel is Anhoga, is one of Shena. Because Klal Yisrael is Pirut, is Mefuzar, Mefurat. That's Churban. What's the tikkun of that? Says Esther Amalka, Lech Knoises Kol HaYehudim. Let's bring everyone together. Let's gather together. Sheishanet Yaakov Tzolah L'Sameicha B'Roisam Yachad Tcheles Mordechai, says the Vilna Goyim. Klal Yisrael is Be'achdus. That was the tikkun. That's what's going to fix it. This happens at certain places and at certain times. The Chiddush Arim says, on this week's parasha, it says, Su es roish b'nei Yisrael. Su es roish. Lift up the roish. Elevate the roish. Says the Chiddush Arim, if you take the letters roish, reish, aleph, shin, and you look at the letter beyond that, su, which means lift it up. Go past the reish, go past the aleph, and go past the shin. Past the reish, you get to shin. Past the aleph, you get to beis. And past the shin, you get to suf. It's Shabbos. Says the Chiddush Arim, Su es roish b'nei Yisrael, is lift up the roish and you get Shabbos. Shabbos is in time. The Beis HaMikdash was in space. Shem Shempinke says that if you look, there's tremendous correlation between what happens in the Beis HaMikdash and what we do on Shabbos. The Zmiris that we sing on Shabbos is like the Zmiris. There's an inyan on Shabbos of saying the 15 Kapitlach of Tillim, the Shir HaMalos from the Beis HaMikdash. The big day Shabbos, the Lechem Aponim, the Lechem that we have on Shabbos, the Neiris of Shabbos, there's so many different things. Shabbos is in time, where the Beis HaMikdash is in space. And Shabbos is Zeroza de Shabbos, the secret of Shabbos, is Echad. Ata Echad. Shimcha Echad. Umi ke'amcha Yisrael goy Echad Boratz. That's when Klal Yisrael is be'achdus. Our Geula comes from Shabbos. We're familiar with Chazal that say if Klal Yisrael would only keep two Shabbosos, then the Gula would come. Shabbos is when Klal Yisrael unites, when we're together, when we can respect and appreciate each other. This Inyan, I believe, has its source in a Nakuda of the difference between pleasure and happiness. The difference between pleasure and happiness. And I've studied this a little bit. There are different chemicals that are released in a person's brain when a person experiences pleasure and happiness. There's dopamine and the serotonin. Dopamine is something a person has when he's experiencing pleasure. Serotonin is a chemical that's released when a person experiences happiness. What's the difference between pleasure and happiness? Pleasure is something that you feel in the moment. Pleasure is something that you feel when you are enjoying something. Happiness comes from experiencing healthy relationships. Happiness comes when you're together. Happiness comes when a person can give to someone, can share with someone. Pleasure, taiva yivakesh nifrod, pleasure is something that we're basically consumed in ourselves, we're absorbed in ourselves. And pleasure is when we reach out and meet with others. The idea of machatzis ha-shekel, the idea of when a person gives, vinosnu, he's giving to someone else. He's experiencing happiness through sharing as opposed to taking. And he understands that that's what's going to make him happy, is to be able to appreciate someone, to care for someone, to give to someone. And perhaps that's the pshat in this week's parasha. It says, V'yikhu li truma. The Mefarshim ask, what does it mean, V'yikhu li truma? V'yitnu li truma, give truma. Because Baruch Hu says, I want you to give and understand by giving, you're taking. Understand that this is an opportunity for you to have real happiness. So when you get out of yourself, you're not absorbed in how much I can amass, but how much I can share with someone else. That's vinasnu, which is when you're giving, you're really taking, because the word spelled forward and backwards is the same, because by giving, I'm taking. Understand the beauty of sharing with someone, of giving to someone. I think part of what happened by the Sudas Achashverosh, which is Al Shenenu Mesudas Oisai Rosha, Hana is not Simcha. Chazal tell us, mitzvahs lav lahanas nehu. Mitzvahs were not given for Hana. And yet, the Pasuk says, Yivtus Hashem b'simcha. Tachas Hashem lo yavaratas Hashem lokecha b'simcha. We're mechoyiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk tells us, you have to be happy with the Avodas Hashem. And yet, mitzvahs lav lahanas nehu. Because the answer is, Hana means, this is pleasure. Mitzvahs are not about pleasure. Mitzvahs are about being besimcha. Simcha means I'm happy with the fact that I'm developing a relationship with Borei Olam. I'm connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the simcha a person feels when he does a mitzvah. Mitzvah is miloshen tzavsa. Tzavsa means I connect. I connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people translate it loosely as commandment. That's not the real, I heard from Moshe Shapiro in the name of Nachsuch, the name of the Shlach, that mitzvah is miloshen tzavsa, which means to connect. We connect with Hashem. That's true simcha. True simcha is when we feel like we're together. As some of you, maybe all of you know, I live in Eretz Yisrael. And there are certain events that happen in my life that they're so ingrained in your memory. 9/11. I remember when I was my chavrusa, and I heard about 9/11, and I still picture his face like dropping. We were in shul by mincha, because it was in Eretz Yisrael. I remember where I was when Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel passed away. I was in Los Angeles at the time at a chasana, and I remember the experience of October 7th. I remember the wild knocking on my door and like being totally thrown off. Being in Yerushalayim, not knowing, you know, what's going on. No one knew. There was something which we experienced afterwards. There was this sublime achdus in Eretz Yisrael. It was like unbelievable. And we were all together. And there was like no differences, and there was no talk about anything other than like supporting each other, encouraging each other. It was so beautiful. And we kind of like, we spoke about it, and we dreamed that maybe that would somehow linger. And it didn't. And we are not back to where we were pre-October 7th. We're way worse in Eretz Yisrael. And you know, no one's, I can't say no, I can only speak for myself. I can't, you know, say exactly why this happened or when it happened. I can just tell you that I remember hearing about an interview about a woman who was interviewing as a lifeguard, a man or a woman, I don't know, a lifeguard. But this is before October 7th. And they said, by the way, if it's a Haredi drowning, I'm not going to save them. Like, that's where we were at. That's the type of animosity that we were at, which was terrible. And now we have people who are, you know, running over Haredim. This October 7th happened on Simchas Torah. Simchas Torah, Chazal say, Kosh alai pridaschem, which in the Pashat meaning of that is, it's hard for us, Hashem says, it's hard for me to look for you when you leave. Kosh alai pridaschem, it's hard for me that you leave. I think it was the Chusharim Lakotzker, I'm not sure, I can look it up if you want. He said, Kosh alai pridaschem means, it's hard for me your pirut. It's hard for me how fragmented you are. Because Shmuel has a hard time that Klai Yisrael is so fragmented. And on that day, we had the worst terrorist attack since the Holocaust. And it was Shabbos. Shabbos is supposed to be the day of Achdus. There was a day Echad. It didn't happen. I venture to say, you probably all would agree with me, that anti-Semitism is at its peak in globally since the Holocaust. It's never been like as rampant as it is now. The hatred that there is from the non-religious to the religious, at least in Eretz Yisrael, is at a peak. It's at a place when you walk down the, sometimes I was in a shul and you can't even just be in the shul and people start attacking you, attacking your ideology. They're trying to take away all of our rights as a people. Anyone that wants to learn Torah, they're talking about setting up roadblocks outside of Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak to like check if any person is a Ben Torah, they're gonna arrest them. It's like it's shocking what's happening. The period. But it could be that it all stems from our own period amongst ourselves. How much do we respect ourselves? Do we respect each other from within our from in our own quarters? The idea of Machatzis HaShekel is to try to foster Achdus in Klal Yisrael. We should be together. We should respect each other. We should care about each other. This is the fundamental, which will bring Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It will come through us understanding the need for each other and finding a way to respect. Different people have different mahalchim and learning. Different people have different mahalchum and avodas Hashem. Different people have different ways that they express themselves. To be able to respect each other with dignity. And the ripple effect, I believe, will be that those that don't understand our lifestyle will still be able to respect us. And I believe that this is the key to being Beis HaMikdash. Mishenechnas ador marbin v'simcha. Simcha comes when we feel like we could give to each other. We can care for each other. That is the true simcha. That simcha brings the Shechina, brings the Beis HaMikdash. Chazal tell us, Oimdim tzvufim mishtachavim revochim. There's a vertel. Oimdim tzvufim is if I stand on my principle, it's going to get a little bit uncomfortable here. It's tzafuf. Mishtachavim, if I'm willing to bow, if I don't have to stand on, you know, what my way of doing things and my principles, there's room for everybody. Should be zoicha beis Hashem bekarv. This heilige mokum Torah should be transplanted in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. All the stones and all of the Torah that was here should be brought there, and we should be zoicha to the gula shleima and heirav yameinu. Amen.